And welcome into today's show. We are on location today as we have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of interviews to get to. Ben Garrett was able to talk with Ole Miss Director of Athletics, Keith Carter. Also, we'll hear from Ole Miss men's basketball coach, Chris Beer. We had a chance to visit with him earlier this week. And then we'll also hear from Coach Yolette McPhee-McEwen. And also, Talaysia Cooper, the transfer out of Tennessee, and Jada Rashard, the transfer out of LSU. Two big components of this Ole Miss women's basketball team coming up next season. I think everybody's really excited. And the player available to us of the Ole Miss men's basketball team was Bud Clark. And I think what I took away from that was Bud Clark talked a lot about winning. And he talked a lot about being a dog. And Chris Beard noted the importance of that and the importance of what the roster is going to look like, what he anticipates to be a better team than last year. You know, I don't have to tell anybody that's watching and listening, this basketball team last year really found its stride in the latter part of the season. And unfortunately, as we all know, it was too late. But I do think, you know, I don't know that how much that helps in recruiting. Yeah, probably not. But I do think if the overall grand scheme of things, if Coach Beard is honestly looking back at, you know, last season versus this season, I think he has to be very, very pleased. We'll also talk a little bit about recruiting. I could not encourage you guys enough to go back and look at the Talk of Champions YouTube feed, also on our podcast platform, our audio platform of Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, to go back and listen to all of the interviews. Ben Garrett, he didn't ask for this, but I'm going to pass it along anyway. Ben has a death in the family. Not going to be able to join us today, rightly so. Over the next couple of days, he lost someone very important to him. So I encourage all of you to keep Ben in your thoughts and prayers as he goes through a very difficult time of life. You know, we all have to go through, you know, tough times. And at this point, our good friend Ben Garrett is going through that now. So I encourage all of you to lift Ben up as he deals with a death in the family. But today, I do want to call out some interviews that Ben had with Keith Carter. And we're going to talk a little bit, hear a little bit about some of those interviews. Love your feedback as well. You can jump in and join us on the YouTube chat as it's popping right now. We'll get to those comments here in just a moment. Also, we encourage you to go to the Ole Miss Spirit. That's olmspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Jake Thompson, if he's not left, he's leaving very soon. He's headed down to the Manning Passing Academy with good reason. Trinidad Chambliss is going to be one of the best quarterbacks down at the Manning Passing Academy. He'll have full coverage for you guys on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3 at olmspirit.com. Ben Garrett and Zach Berry have been doing great work with recruiting. As everybody knows, that Ole Miss is on a heater right now in the state of Mississippi. Four out of the top five have Ole Miss in their mentions. Three out of the top five are committed. One, Ty Keyes, is on the outside. Not recruited heavily right now. You know, everybody's kind of thinking Ty Keyes is headed to Miami. And then you kind of – everybody's kind of waiting on Cade Moss, and we'll see what happens with him. But Ole Miss has the other three committed. Now, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker has had quite the week, as we all know, from being committed, from doubling down to committing to Colorado and then committing back to Ole Miss. Hey, it's recruiting. It's crazy. We know it. But Zach Berry's been terrific. Encourage you to look on this podcast stream here on YouTube. Encourage you to follow us, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Anytime we go live, you'll be able to join us here on the Talk of Champions. And all the podcasts are listed right below. And you can go back and watch that great interview with Keith Carter. You can also see the interview and the terrific podcast that Zach and Ben have done throughout the week. And we encourage you to go back and really enjoy that. Could do what we do with all of our sponsors. You see Riverland Roofing right now on the screen. Riverland Roofing is a huge component of what we do here on the Talk of Champions. Secondly, we couldn't do what we do without our friends at Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Mason and Brian do terrific work. By the way, if you're ready for the next vehicle, I've been challenged by Greta Morgan at Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. She wants you to give her a call, and she's going to put you in a brand new vehicle today. Give her a call, 662-234-8000. Ask for Greta. She's not there. She's probably busy selling a vehicle to another customer. If you can't get Greta, just get Mason on the phone. He'll hook you up. They're great folks. Brian and Mason have been very, very good to us over the last couple of months as we have grown here at the Talk of Champions. So we appreciate Mason, and we appreciate Brian and Greta and the entire team very, very much here on the Talk of Champions. We'll have hear from all of our sponsors here in just a little bit, but you'll see them rolling throughout the screen as we continue to roll on here on the Talk of Champions. Obviously, we'll continue to monitor the recruiting. Caden Moss is the next recruit that everybody's going to kind of be waiting on. That's the talented offensive lineman out of the Jackson, Mississippi area. And if Ole Miss were to land Caden Moss, which right now the On3 insiders have that down to Ole Miss and Ohio State, Zach Berry, as you have heard him say, Ole Miss has done everything it can in the recruitment of Caden Moss, everything possible to recruit the young man, one of the best players in the country and in the state of Mississippi as well. So a huge, huge piece to the Ole Miss puzzle. But, you know, you talk about recruiting and how things have changed, and that's one thing that the previous staff under Lane Kiffin didn't do a ton of. I mean, they were really good in the transfer portal. We'll see, you know, how Pete does over the coming years, the coming seasons in the portal. But, you know, the staff didn't recruit a lot of high school players. And to Lane's, you know, credit, he talked about, hey, you know, it's really just not important to us right now, at least to the level of recruiting. I mean, I do think it was important, but it doesn't have the emphasis that Coach Pete Golding and Randall Joyner and the entire coaching staff have put on recruiting. And so it's really cool. Look, I've been very open about this. You know, living in Mississippi on and off for all of my life, Mississippi is very special to me. You'll see me very often on social channels come to Mississippi's defense in a number of ways, whether it be if someone's coming after us from a political standpoint, a social standpoint. I do my best to stand up for our state, and that does no different to our high school athletes coming out of, you know, that play football or any other sport. I love seeing our student athletes have an opportunity after their high school days. And it's really cool. Obviously, we cover Ole Miss. We want to bring you all the content we can regarding Ole Miss. But we're also excited for those student-athletes to get that major D1 offer. We're always excited to see that athlete get that offer to Southern Miss, to Delta State, to Jackson State, and all of our wonderful SWAC programs throughout the state of Mississippi, even to our junior college levels. I have a great relationship with a number of our junior college coaches in Mississippi. I have dear friends, Sean Cannon, who's currently Northeast Community College as the defensive coordinator. I have Benji Parker, who's head coach at Northwest Mississippi Community College, both Calhoun County natives, by the way. And that brings an extra smile to me to know that someone from Calhoun County is coaching in what I like to say, major football. Maybe it's a different collegiate level than Ole Miss or State, but junior college football in Mississippi means something. And so when you have those people that recruit the state hard, and you see those student-athletes on Thursday nights on junior college levels, when you see those student-athletes on Saturdays and then throughout the world of college football do well, it absolutely brings a smile to my face. Now, I would rather they play in the state of Mississippi, whether it be, you know, wherever, but if they do choose to go outside the state, man, I wish them nothing but the best, because I love seeing young people succeed. And real quick, before we get to Keith Carter, as Ben Garrett had a great conversation with Keith about a number of topics. We're specifically going to lean into the world of tampering. I'm also going to hear from Keith what the plans are in store for Vaught-Hemingway Stadium with the RFP that recently was released. And also we'll hear from Keith about Swayze Field and what might be coming for Swayze Field at Oxford University Stadium. I want to let everybody know, in the latter part of June, the Mississippi Association of Coaches Convention is going to be – every year they have a week-long clinic for all of our high school coaches in Mississippi and all throughout all sports. And probably I'll have to ask Johnny Mills, who's the executive director, this question, but I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we kind of got together one day and said, hey, man, I'd love, you know, to collaborate with you guys. I'm not sure what it looks like, but by way of YouTube and Facebook and other social channels and X, we were able to have a platform to shine the spotlight. And anytime you can shine a spotlight on coaches and players that maybe don't get that spotlight, I'm all for it. So whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6A coaches throughout all the sports, we do our best to highlight that. And so we will be live here on the Talk of Champions. I'm not sure if it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday, the day of the clinic. And probably will be around 5 o'clock. It'll be a culmination of interviews. We'll hopefully have a chance to visit with some speakers that are on site as well, and we'll have some live interviews. So stay tuned. It's in, I think, the second week in July. Stick close to my social channels on X and Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and wherever you receive the Talk of Champions content. Just stay tuned to that. We're going to promote that very, very soon. But I have confirmed, you know, Johnny Mims and everybody's really excited. So we'll have full coverage for you at the Talk of Champions from the Mississippi Association of Coaches Clinic. And we're really excited about that. So stay tuned for everything coming with the Mississippi Association of Coaches. That's going to be down at the Sheridan and in Flowood. And, you know, they used to have that thing at the Hilton. And they started with the Sheridan here not long ago. And I tell you, it is a beautiful facility. And Johnny and his team have done a great job bringing you all the action from all the coaches that have a chance to go down and really learn. And when you start talking about learning, you start talking about growing as coaches. And so it's always really cool to see all the coaches grow and learn from the different speakers, frankly. And so we look forward to bringing you all that content. We will talk to Johnny, and he'll kind of give us an update for kind of a yearly review. We've also had, for example, Richard Russo, who's been a member of the board for a number of years. We'll talk with Coach Russo, who's now at Vardaman High School, is their head football coach. Look forward to talking with Shane Sanderson, who's been on the board of directors for a number of years. Shane, of course, is from New Albany and has served in a number of capacities at New Albany High School. So we look forward to talking with a lot of coaches and a lot of board members down at the Mississippi Association of Coaches Convention. Ben Garrett had a chance to visit with Keith Carter, Director of Athletics. It was a very informative interview. If you'll look right below us here, you'll see a link to that interview. And I encourage you to watch it in its entirety. Ben did a great job. And it's a lot of information, but we do want to hit a couple of things. The RFP that Keith referred to during the interview has been submitted. And as we'll hear from Keith, a lot of things are churning in regards to that north end zone, what they're going to do with the students and what they're going to do from an entertainment standpoint.
Or maybe in process right now. We'll kind of start because the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, FootyVol3, that's the place to write and work for, talk about this stuff all day, every day. I've gotten some questions from them, and the first one was about the Vaught Hemingway renovations, the entertainment district. What's kind of the update on that, if any, and where are things in terms of possible renovations? And then, of course, I've heard with the entertainment district, man, that thing could be an absolute crazy, crazy money-making, you know, possibility for Ole Miss once it gets done. What's the update on that as well?
Yeah, you know, we put out an RFP for that back in December, and we got toward the end of that process within the last few weeks, and we're in the process now of hopefully solidifying, you know, a preferred partner on that. So can't give a ton of detail, but we have made a lot of progress. But yeah, we're excited. You know, we think that it's something that will be great not only for campus but for Oxford. You know, there's some stadium components of it as well that hopefully we can get, you know, our capacity up above 70,000, which we're excited about that. Maybe, you know, some new student seating, which obviously has been in big demand as our enrollment has continued to grow. But the programming and a lot of those things are still a little bit up in the air. And once we kind of solidify, you know, what this contract's going to look like with the preferred partner, we'll get into design and development, and hopefully we can, you know, give some bigger updates, you know, down the road. But an exciting project, and, you know, our stadium, I've said this many times, like, you know, when you're in there on a Saturday night and you've got the fireworks and the drone shows and, you know, all those things going, it's a pretty awesome place to be. But if you go in there on Tuesday at 2 p.m., you know, it's showing its age, you know, and we've got to go in there and start thinking about, you know, what the future looks like with the stadium. I think that.
That was Ole Miss Director of Athletics, Keith Carter, talking about that RFP. And, you know, a lot of people are really excited about that. And what you'll hear in the interview just below us that Ben did such a great job of, you could also read about that interview on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3 at omspirit.com. You will understand that Keith would like to get that attendance up to 70,000 plus. And I think that's a nice little spot for Ole Miss. Obviously, this year, you look at what Ole Miss is going to have in regards just to teams coming in. I think everybody's talking about that big game against LSU on September 19th, which, by the way, Ella Langley will be in town. The uber-talented megastar in the country music ranks will be at the SJB Pavilion on Thursday night. And then, of course, the Oxford Square and the surrounding area will be absolutely insane. So we encourage you to take in everything Oxford has to offer. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see. And then having that extra component of an entertainment space, I think, is huge because you have an extra, you know, spot for folks that can lodge there, park there, eat there, hang out, watch games. Even if you have, for example, if you have a huge game like LSU and or Georgia or Alabama or whoever's coming to town, and maybe the game's sold out, you can enjoy the pageantry of Oxford, you can enjoy the Grove, and then you could maybe enjoy the game from inside the entertainment district. So it just gives fans maybe that don't have a chance to get inside the games to have an opportunity to enjoy them. I thought it was also a great question, too, about the world of tampering and where we are as a legislative body in regards to the NCAA. And Keith was asked about the university's stance on tampering, where they are once Dabo decided to, is in Ben's words, throw a bunch of darts or arrows. I thought it was a great answer by Keith. And looking at where Ole Miss is right now and where the Rebels are, I think it's fascinating to see, you know, just what Ole Miss decides to do. And then we'll get to that interview here in just a moment, as we'll hear also about, I think it's too fascinating if you look at Ole Miss and Swayze Field and what Mike Bianco did. And there's a story on the side right now about where Keith talks about an extinction is on the way. 4 years is what Keith talks about would like to be in the article that Ben posted. It's kind of the goal there. So it sounded to me like, from listening to Keith yesterday on the Talk of Champions, that an extension for Mike Bianco is imminent. Well, what's that look like for Swayze Field? He talks here, as you'll hear in a moment, about the field conditions, re-siding the field, if you will. So it's going to be a redo of the complete surface. Secondly, we'll hear from Keith about what's kind of in the future in regards to right field and the students. I thought it was a really good question, and appears to be a lot of things happening with Swayze Field.
Two, potentially moving the student section to the outfield wall. It was in a previous rendering that was later delayed. Just what's the latest on that, but specifically just whatever might be done, if anything, to Swayze Field, because the current culture is crazy, man. And like, y'all got to figure out where dollars are going. So where's everything in that respect?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. We are actually in the off season. We're going to totally redo the field surface. That's been needing to be done for a while. New drainage. It'll basically look exactly like it looks now, but it'll be a better version of that. So, but the, you know, the facility part and the stands and your renovations from that perspective, just like the football stadium, we had to kind of put some of that stuff on pause when NIL started, rev share started. But all those conversations are starting to kick back up. And certainly we were having some internal conversations just the other day about, you know, Swayze is an incredible home field advantage, but it needs some work. And so, you know, we're going to look at that. And I do think one of the things that will be the first things we look at is that outfield. You know, what does right field look like? What does left field look like? Obviously, you know, you don't want to change the environment. You don't want to change, you know, what we have out there, because it's unique and very special, both in left and right field. But we feel like there's some ways we can enhance that, you know, even like you said, bring those crowds closer to the fence, and do some things out there that are really cool. I know in some initial looks at it a couple years ago, there's a lot of dirt work to make that happen, if you think about it, because you've got to build that up out there kind of behind the fences and in order to bring it up to the fence. So there's a lot of work.
And that was Director of Athletics Keith Carter about all the work that's going into Swayze Field. Obviously, we talked about Mike Bianco's contract. You can read all about it at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com. Chase Parham of Rebels 247 has some specific dollar amounts that has been out there. That's on social channels. Want to make sure and point out that Chase reported that first in regards to any dollar amounts to that four-year contract. If you look at what Keith Carter has done, I think across all of athletics, the number one thing he always has done is kept Ole Miss at the forefront, protecting Ole Miss, and most importantly, standing up for Ole Miss. There's been a lot of talk about tampering, and of course, when we talk about tampering, we're obviously talking about we're talking about the tampering that Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney has thrown Ole Miss's way. And if you look at what Ole Miss has done, they've done exactly what everybody talks about. You'll hear Ben in the question, Ole Miss is very, very quiet, but they've also been very steadfast in working behind the scenes.
Word tampering, and obviously that's been a buzzword, and Ole Miss has been tied to it all offseason. Ole Miss is, at least you can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like its position has been, say what you want. We'll you know, we're going to keep quiet and carry a big stick, and we'll react. What is the official position for Ole Miss in terms of Dabo's explosiveness and not shutting up? And all the – I mean, it feels like Ole Miss has taken arrows from every different direction this offseason, a lot of them completely, in my opinion, out of left field. What is Ole Miss's position on that, and how has it handled those conversations, even with, like, the NCAA, right? When they're talking about, well, we're looking into this stuff, what is Ole Miss – you know, how is it handling that from an official capacity, if that makes sense?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going through a process from that whole deal with Dabo, and you know, Ole Miss is gonna, you know, stand up for Ole Miss, obviously, but you do have, we are in a membership, you know, and we have to go through a process, so we're in the middle of that right now. You know, what I'll say about it, Ben, is that I just, you know, if Ole Miss does something wrong, you know, we certainly want to be held accountable. We, you know, I think that we're not above the rules. You know, we want to follow our membership rules. And if we do something wrong, then we'll address that and take responsibility. But I just think there's a much larger issue right now. I mean, there's a very big and systemic problem, you know, in our world of college athletics right now with tampering. And so, you know, for Ole Miss, as you mentioned, to be getting arrows thrown at them, you know, again, rules. And if we do something wrong, then we'll address that and take responsibility. But I just think there's a much larger issue right now. I mean, there's a very big and systemic problem, you know, in our world of college athletics right now with tampering. And so, you know, for Ole Miss, as you mentioned, to be getting arrows thrown at them, you know, again, if we have responsibility for something, we'll take it. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot going on out there that I think if you're kind of in the trenches of college athletics, you know about. And so to me, I think the question is, and the bigger thing is to find a solution for the systemic problem that we're dealing with. And so I know there's some committees working on that. There's some folks at the NCAA level, you know, that are hoping to find, you know, some new rules and regs around tampering. So I'll be very interested to see how that all works out. Because again, I think that as we're shaping and molding what this new model of college athletics is going to look like, there's so many different tentacles to that. The tampering piece, to me, is a big one that we need to figure out for sure.
And I get it all the time. Ben, is Ole Miss?
And that was Director of Athletics Keith Carter with a terrific interview with Ben Garrett. You can see it below. They also talk about Keith being on the chair of the selection committee, and he goes into a good bit of detail about what that's going to entail. So encourage you to check that out. That's of course part of our Talk of Champions family. Couldn't do it with what we do without all of our sponsors, and we are so grateful to be a part or partner up with all of our sponsors. If you have any questions or you'd like to join us here on the Talk of Champions and you'd like to be a sponsor on the show, just give us a direct message on X. I'm at Brad Logan TOC. He is Ben Garrett. He is at Spirit Ben. You can always shoot us an email. I'm at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com, or he's at spiritben1@gmail.com. Let's hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard, some players, Ole Miss women's basketball, Talaysia Cooper, Jetta Richard, as we wrap up here on the Talk of Champions. But we'll have hoops right after this.
Quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by. Let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe.
Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member owned, not stockholder run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.
We appreciate all of our sponsors here on the Talk of Champions. Once again, Ben Garrett is out today. We encourage you to keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Ben is dealing with a family death, and we're all family here. And so we all have been through the tough days, and you know, it's real life. It is. We love Ole Miss sports, and we love talking about it, but sometimes life happens. So we encourage you to keep Ben, the Garrett family, in your thoughts and prayers over the next couple of days as they deal with that family death. We'll have a full show for you tomorrow as well, kind of recapping the week and kind of working on a couple of interviews for you guys. But we do want to talk a little bit of hoops and looking at this Ole Miss men's basketball roster. We did have a chance to visit with Coach Chris Beard and Coach Joe and a couple of players. But what I want to talk about is a little bit about that roster. And we're talking about Adam Bud Clark. And, you know, Coach Beard talked about the importance of him being a dog, being a winner. We also saw the schedule drop today. We'll give you those numbers and teams here in just a moment. But I did want to run over just kind of all the players that Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard has coming in. The power forward out of Pittsburgh, transfer Roman Sipula, added to solidify that front court rotation. Dashir Haskins, a strong forward out of St. Joseph, averaged 11.1 points and 6.4 rebounds a game. Stefan Sisic, a center out of Pepperdine, 7 foot tall, and obviously don't have to tell you anything, looking for a big shot blocker there. Christian Brown, a power forward out of James Madison. He's 6'8", and brings a lot to the floor. So excited to see what he can do. Santiago Truitt, a power forward out of Arizona State and also American University. He's a 6'10 stretch forward, and so we'll see what happens there. Obviously, there were some defections from the roster, not only due to graduation, but James Scott, Corin Johnson, Travis Perry, Corey Chess, Augusto Cassia, Eduardo Klapke, and, of course, Tyless Jordan. Here is Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard talking with the media earlier this week about this team. And, you know, look, I mean, I don't have any doubt about telling you guys anything you don't already know. Coach Beard learned a lot from last year, and I do believe having that good of a run at the latter part of the year is going to be well suited for this team heading as they are in the offseason heading into the season.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions. One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more.
Yes, same process every offseason. Whether you play on the last night, win the last night, or whether you, exit the season earlier than you want, it's the same process. Take some time, got to reflect, get the emotion out of it, and then definitely trying to continue some things you built on. Last year's team had some positives, took care of the ball as a team. Patton had a record-breaking year shooting the ball. Ilias, assist numbers, I can go down the line. I thought AJ had a great year. And then Malik, was just a great two-year player here for us. Pulling for those guys, this week is the NBA pathway opens up for everybody. Tonight's just not the draft. Tonight's a night where all the dominoes start falling. Then on the flip side, we got to do this better, and that's the same every year. You win the championship, and play on Monday night, and you're still like, this has got to get better next year. So, I think great urgency around here, just striving to continue to move the needle in the right direction, find some consistency. It's a great challenge. It's not just about what you're doing at this level. We got other teams in the SEC that are also trying to do some things. So it's a competition with yourself, but you're certainly paying attention to who you're going to have to compete against at some point. A lot of reflection. I think we're in a good spot. We started the summer really well, and just a lot of optimism around here as well, for sure.
Chris, I know it's super early still, but how have you seen Bud and Ilias complementing one another, playing off one another when they're on the floor together?
Yeah, definitely early, so it's not to the point yet where, Ilias is coming off a ball screen, where's Bud, or Bud needs space right there, where's Ilias? That's kind of the tactic, and that's a work in progress, and it'll take time. Just off the top of my head here at Ole Miss, I thought Juju and Sean, played really, really well. Might have been one of the better backcourts in college basketball when you get to the NCAA tournament, but it took some time. It wasn't perfect day one. So more important to me than the tactic is, let's just talk about the two human beings. So, this couldn't be any better. Ilias was highly involved in our recruiting this spring and summer. Wanted to have an opinion, wanted to kind of visualize what we were doing, and he wanted to play with Bud. And then Bud is a leader. Guys just met him briefly, but it was important to Bud, tell me about the roster construction. So both guys are unselfish, but they're also very internally motivated. Both guys want to win. I know that goes without saying, but, there's guys that want to win, and there's guys that refuse to lose. And then both personalities. I don't know if Bud and Ilias are drinking coffee together every morning or hanging out, but I know there's great respect. And I predict a real friendship will continue to build because both guys are about the right things. You know, big year for Ilias and his future, big year for Bud and his future. We all understand the urgency here at Ole Miss. You know, we want to win for so many reasons, but I think those two guys are going to complement each other as human beings, as competitors, as basketball players, as leaders. They're both point guards, just like Juju and Sean were point guards, and Marcus Carr and Tyrese were both point guards, and Morrow and Matt Mooney were both point guards, so that word's kind of overplayed. But if we can get two playmakers on the floor at the same time, it's the way we like to play the game.
You mentioned it with Bud a little bit earlier.
That was Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard. He continued with the media as we had a video, had an opportunity to visit with Coach Beard. Here's more with Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard about the offseason and about all the preparation towards this upcoming 26th season.
Evaluate toughness when you're scouting guys in the portal and whatnot.
You always rock the stash, man. Looks good.
Summer only.
I like it. Why summer only?
Feels right.
You're doing. It's like right before the first day of school, you change it up?
I'm probably going to change it up later this week.
Yeah. What was the question?
How do you evaluate toughness in the portal?
Yeah. Good question. You know, you start with your naked eye. You watch every game. You watch every possession. You watch the action between the possessions. You try to understand kind of what's going on in the season that you're watching. I'm not a big fan of just highlights and stuff. I want to know. Hey, this team lost two or three straight games. Show me that next game. Or this team was up 20 at half. How do you respond? This team was down 18 at half. You try to find those moments. To me, it's not just sitting in a room watching clips. You try to dive in and feel what you're watching. I think certainly you respect other people's opinions. If I call 10 people about Swartz, if the first opinion, okay, the other opinion, I'm going to eventually have my own opinion, but you listen to people, especially people that you respect who you're talking to. Certainly with Bud, there were some people that we talked to that we respected, but ultimately I'm going to make my own decision, how I feel and what's in my mind. There's the physical part of toughness too. You know, some guys shy away from contact. Some guys seek it. Some guys go to the basket hoping for the call, and some guys demand the call. Everybody gets tired in this game. Anybody tells you you're not tired, that's not truthful. But some guys, they're so mentally tough that they don't look tired. It's a process of evaluation. Challenge in the portal is everything I just described sometimes happens in 12 hours. It's why as college coaches, NBA is always intriguing to all of us. Whether you want to coach in that league or not, it's intriguing because, you know, those guys have time to make decisions and things like that. But one of the challenges in college basketball right now is the evaluation process is very, very quick. You know, it's speed dating, which I've never speed dated. But I actually one time when I was in San Angelo, Texas at Angelo State, I was single at the time, and Cinco Boone and I went into a spot just to have dinner. And then there was like something going on. It felt like trivia night, you know, or bingo night. I was at back nine the other day with some players and they were playing bingo in there. You know what I'm talking about? Well, this deal felt a little bit different and everybody was like kind of talking, and then this like buzzer went off and everybody rotated and stuff. And I was like, Cinco, what is that? And he's like, man, I think this might be speed dating. So I did not participate in speed dating, but I've seen it. This portal recruiting in a lot of ways is speed dating.
Along those lines, I was going to ask at the end, but you brought it up. Dusty May just left Michigan, won the national championship, went to the Dallas Mavericks. What did you think of that? Did that in any way make a statement about the state of college basketball today, in your opinion?
I don't know, because I don't know Dusty like that. That'll be something that people, I'm sure, will run with and stuff, but I don't know. Try to comment on things that I am aware of and then just kind of admire things. What I do think is absolutely true, and if anybody disagree with this, that I would respectfully disagree with them, is it's a different deal. I mean, you coach your basketball team at that level. You might have some influence on a draft pick or a free agency, but, you know, there's an owner of the team. In my opinion, that's what happens. Or that owner might trust the general manager. But I think it's accurate to say, I don't think anybody would disagree with this, but to me, in professional basketball, you're coaching the team. In college basketball, you're the CEO of a company, and all the rules are changing right now, so it's become challenging. But I'm loving every day. People ask me all the time, man, I like the challenge. I get to coach these guys later today. So, yeah, has it changed a little bit? But my personal opinion is I'm not going to gripe about it. I mean, I love it. And I like the challenge. I like the uneasiness of what's next. Now, I would like to know what the rules are. I would like for somebody to tell me, it's like going out to eat. The restaurant closes at 9. You know that. But in our world, you have no idea what time the restaurant closes. So you show up. I don't know what's the deal. Can I get in? Oh, you guys are closed. Okay. Are you sure you're closed? I'm not going to leave. And then 10 minutes later, you're going to change the rule again. Or I'm not going to be in the restaurant at 8:30 because I thought the restaurant closed at 9 and you're going to come up to me and say, hey, the rules have changed. Now you have to leave. Well, hold on. I thought the restaurant closed at 9. Oh, no, we just changed the rules. So I don't like that. And you guys can draw the comparisons of what's going on with what I just said. But no. Dusty, NBA, hey, some guys have done it. Brad did it from Butler. And I guess there's, Billy did it from Florida. And then some guys have done it. It didn't quite work out, but that's just like college. I mean, college coaches go to another job. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But no, I know nothing about it. I haven't talked to Dusty about it, but I would think that when you compare a college job to the NBA, I mean, you're going to be coaching the basketball team. You can spend 4 days thinking about your pick and roll coverage. You can't do that right now in college basketball. There's just too much going on.
That was Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard visiting with the media earlier this week, and I thought he was very candid, talking about the roster, talking about the world of college basketball. And I think Ole Miss is going to have a much better year. And I think the way that they finished last year, the way that Chris Beard and his team have hit the portal and really filled up a roster, I think people are really excited. You talk about this upcoming year, you talk about the schedule. It was released earlier today. The 6 home opponents for Ole Miss this year will be Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Texas, and Florida. On the road, the Rebels will travel to Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, LSU, Missouri, and South Carolina. Those will be ones. The back and forth, the home and aways will be 3 teams this year. Will be Auburn, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. You'll be able to catch all those games inside the Sandy and John Black Pavilion as it's the Ole Miss men's basketball team practicing. You heard Coach Beard talked about it. Practicing now, getting ready for the season. Chris Beard, obviously very, very excited about the upcoming season. On the flip side, you talk about Coach Yo, a team that is almost finding its home in the Sweet 16, as Coach Yo talked to the media, and it was really refreshing having a chance to hear from her. We heard from 2 players that she acquired from the portal, Talasia Cooper and Jaden Rashad. And I thought it was fascinating to hear from those players and why they chose Ole Miss.
For me personally, I love Coach O. I love her just spirit. It's just something about Coach O. And then, when you play Ole Miss, they have a sense of toughness, grit. It's nothing easy. So that's kind of what I like about Ole Miss and Coach O. So.
For both of y'all, would you kind of describe the portal recruitment process for you and how you ended up here?
It took me a minute to decide I was going in the portal. I entered the portal the day that it opened, and Coach Jill reached out to me when she seen my name in the portal. So, that's it.
Obviously, you mentioned it, the toughness and style of this defense, and they play. Now being on the side of it, having to learn it and adapt it, what has it been like so far, just being on this side of it?
Yeah, definitely happy I'm on this side of the fence now, but it's great. I'm happy to be here, happy to learn under Coach Jo. She's been a great teacher, a great mentor. It's just been fun just learning again. So,
what is it like to get that phone call from Coach Jo in the portal? What's it like?
Man, just getting a phone call from Coach Jo, like, Coach O, a great coach. Like Jada said earlier, her grit. Just playing for someone that has the passion that I have, and I know that I've seen what she produces in athletes. She get the best version out of them, and some coaches can't do that. And that's something I wanted for my last year, and that's why I came under Coach O.
What's the main thing she's looking for when she's talking to you at the portal?
Winning. Defense. You know, she preaches about being great. She's probably one of the best coaches that produces defense and that's going to die and live about it. And that's something I like for me personally. I love defense that gets my offense going. Yeah.
And that was Talaysia Cooper and Jada Rashad, two big pieces to this Ole Miss team upcoming this year for Coach Yolette McEwen. We'll hear from Coach Yo here in just a moment. Before we do, let's kind of look at some of those roster moves. You've got two players, Jada Rashad and Talaysia Cooper. Rashad, of course, transferring from LSU, had a lot of success under Kim Mulkey at LSU. And then you had Talaysia Cooper averaging 16 points last year for Tennessee and Coach Kim Caldwell. So Ole Miss will be leaning on those two players. Sophomore transfer Rachel Okoa from Penn State. Also, Donnell Washington out of Illinois State. Emily Howard, Boise State. Jada Sybil out of Tennessee, also a transfer, along with Desiree Kyles from Central Michigan. Maya Anderson, junior transfer out of San Jose State. And then Kenesha Godfrey out of Florida. Here's Ole Miss head coach Yolette McPhee-McEwen visiting with the media. I want to say, how many Sweet 16s did Coach Yo get to? I think they're looking for that next step. And she's got a brand new necklace that was given to her. Talks about no ceilings. This is a very good basketball coach that understands the importance of the position and all of those seasonals that she's broken.
A lot of new girls. Yeah. Who's stepping up to kind of
That's a great question. You know, Coop has been very vocal. She wants to win. This is her last lap. Jada Richard has been I've really heard from the majority of the players that have been in our league, you know, because they understand what the expectation is and what the grind looks like every single day. So they've been vocal, Kenesha. And then our two returners, they have an idea. You know, they've only been in the program 1 year, so it's not like they've been here a long time. So, but they do know what the expectation is, and I think they've done a great job. Right now, the program is heavy coach-led. From the staff, and then we're kind of showing them the way.
Yeah, like you said, recently it was March, you were kind of building things around
Sierra. Yeah.
And obviously what happened mm-hmm. happened, but how did that alter your portal process? And now that you have a team, what are you kind of doing to reassess that process?
Well, as far as what we're doing now, it didn't alter it any because, you know, in order for us to have success, we need everybody collectively to be on the same page. And so our focus has really been teaching them the Ole Miss way, what we're about, what we're trying to do defensively and offensively. And it's been kind of refreshing because they have had a million questions. So they're always in a coach's office asking about certain things like, hey, you know, what are y'all expecting out of this? I've been kind of threatening them with a pop quiz. So that I think that's kind of made them a little bit curious. So they've been trying to make sure that they are prepared. But also they just want to know. This group really wants to get it right. And but my staff and I, we're trying to teach them that it's going to be wrong right now, and then they just need to work their way, and at some point it'll click and everyone will be able to see what we want it to look like.
You mentioned her leadership a little bit earlier, but just in terms of the on-court, what does Talaysia look like for you?
Coop is, she's super talented. You know, she has like, you know, I say this with respect, like old man's game. You know, she just knows how to get to spots. She's a vet. She's played in the league a long time, so she gets it. She understands what you know, getting a bucket looks like. But she's also paid surprisingly a lot of attention to what we've been doing. So, you know, she wants everybody, her and all of the ladies from the Southeastern Conference, they kind of have a inclination of what it should look like. Kind of like Debris Chapeau last year in denim. You know, they had an understanding of what we wanted to do. Did they have the details? No, but they knew what it felt like. And so that made their transition a little easier than someone that's not coming from within the conference.
Coach Matt, what's it like seeing those players now have to implement and learn what you said they had an inclination
yeah.
on the other side of the court last year?
It's been pretty cool. You know, we have an official visit on campus right now, and a high school kid. I know everybody thinks we just recruit transfers, but we have a high school kid on campus, and we were by the house, and I told her, I said, 2 months ago, 10 of these young ladies were doing the same thing that you're doing. And so it's been kind of cool to see them all come here. You know, one of the things, I feel like we've always been ahead of the game of not being afraid to step outside of our comfort zones, to work the portal. We're no strangers to this, so I'm not... For me, I'm not anxious about it. I think the national team experience has made me really comfortable from that end. And then, you know, just having a group of willing people that just really want to figure out what they have to do to make things work this year.
That was Ole Miss head coach Ole McPhee McEwen visiting with the media earlier this week, talking about her team, talking about, I think, 10 transfers, and they're obviously led by Talaysia Cooper and Jada Rashad. We heard a little bit from them just a moment ago, and I really like the team. I like the makeup. The question I have is who is going to fill the bucket up with points like Cody McMahon did? And so that'll be definitely something that we will have to monitor. If you look at their schedule that was released by the SEC, the home matchups this year, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. Their away matchups this year, Arkansas, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. So the good news, I think, if you look at it, Texas and South Carolina both are at home this year. Those are two storied programs that made the Final Four this year. And so you like having those two teams at home. On the road, you've got LSU is always good. I think Tennessee will be improved, and then Vanderbilt has been improved as well. So that's kind of how things shake out for the Ole Miss women's basketball program. We'll have full coverage for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's the division of On3, and that's the omspirit.com is the website. Full coverage, Jake Thompson, like we said, on his way to the Manning Passing Academy. He'll have full coverage from Thibodeau, Louisiana, and everything that Trinidad Chambliss does down in Thibodeau as the Manning Passing Academy every single year pretty much puts a spotlight on so many different quarterbacks throughout college football. So it's really cool and excited that Jake is down there to provide wall-to-wall coverage of the Manning Passion Academy. Ben Garrett will be with me later on. Ben is out for the next couple of days. We encourage you to keep Ben in your thoughts and prayers as he's dealing with a family death. So we appreciate, as we are all family here, and we appreciate all of you joining us and sponsoring us. We'll hear from our sponsors one final time today. Couldn't do what we do without our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing is your spot for any type of roofing need that you have. You can call them today. They'll come out and they'll measure. They'll make sure you get the best quote, the best quality service. Give them a call, 662-644-4297, or online at riverlandroofing.com. If you need any type of financial help, be sure and call Shed Hunger today. Shed is based out of Winona, Mississippi, but the best thing to do is just give Shed a call. He's with Modern Woodmen of America. He can help you plan for life using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. Give him a call, 662-442-4723. That Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America. Appreciate his sponsorship here on the Talk of Champions. Our good friend Philip Hearn and the Hearn Law Firm, 662-766-7777 or hearnlawfirm.net. He has locations all throughout the Southeast. Give him a call today for any of your legal needs. Our friends at Game Day Haircuts, right there in Oxford, located at 1739A University Avenue. Give them a call. Schedule that haircut today, 662-380-5650. 58, or you can book online at gamedayhaircuts.com. Be sure to follow them on Facebook at Game Day Haircuts of Oxford. I know they just hired a brand new stylist, so they've got plenty of people that can help you and give you that perfect haircut. Our friends at Cspire, give them a call today. Go to cspire.com. Make that cell phone plan your plan at Cspire. They have advanced technology solutions for your home or business. They've got that fiber optics. They've got anything you can imagine in regards to communication, whether it be in-home internet, business internet, or cell phone uses. That's cspire.com. And we could not do what we do without our friends at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Our friends at Allen Samuels have been with us since the very beginning. Give them a call today. Ask to speak with Greta Morgan. She's ready to give you a special deal today. 662-234-8000 or AllenSamuelsOxford.com. If you can't get Greta, she's too busy selling a car or a truck or a Jeep or a Ram to another customer, ask for Mason. Mason will take care of you. The folks at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge, they'll sell you a car, but they always sell you a car with a smile. And they're always there for the top-notch service, and they're our official car dealership here on the Talk of Champions. We'll be with you tomorrow, probably around the 1 o'clock hour, as we look forward to giving you more information about Ole Miss sports and everything that's happening in regards to what's going on down at the Manning Passing Academy. We'll have full coverage for you. Jake Thompson is at the Manning Passing Academy, and he'll have full coverage for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com. Also, we'll have more information for you from Chris Beard and Coach Joe and more players as we've had a chance to hear from coaches and players. We'll have more also from the Keith Carter interview, and we'll also talk a little bit more recruiting as we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of the Ole Miss Rebels right here on the Talk of Champions. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Talk of Champions.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hey, Rebels! Your truck is here. Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by. Let's be friends. I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe. Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
Cspire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member-owned, not stockholder-run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.